Parashas Noach, I'd like to study with you the concept of Eila Toldos Noach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. We'll see Rashi and the promise that we'll read in the Haftorah this Shabbos about God taking a Shvuah never to bring about the Mabul again to destroy the earth. I want to speak to you about Noach in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and the Zichronos, why Noach plays such a central role, what's the theme. And another issue that I want to address with you is that the Torah, at the beginning of Bereishis, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Zayin, tells us that man was created B'Tzelem Elokim. But yet, when Noach comes out of the Teva, in Perek Tes of Sefer Bereishis, Vayivarech Elokim es Noach, etc., and then in Pasuk Vav of Perek Tes, Noach is told Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asas Adam. So there's a funny kind of repetition. When God is deciding to create man and defines the essence of man, He records in the Torah B'Tzelem Elokim Bara Oso. But God notifies man about Tzelem Elokim when man comes out of the Teva. We want to understand that. Let's begin with Rashi. You'll take a look at the beginning of Parshas Noach in Perek Vav of Sefer Bereishis, Pasuk Tes. The Pasuk says, Eile toldos Noach, Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dorosav. It's very interesting that the Torah begins with the toldos of Noach and then mentions that Noach is an ish tzaddik. If we're talking about the toldos of Noach, then in the following pasuk, Vayoled Noach shlosha bonim eshem eschom v'esyofes, that makes sense, but why mention the fact that Noach is a tzaddik? How does that connect to Eila toldos Noach? And Rashi points out, in the name of Chazal, the Bereishis Rabbah, the pasuk in Mishlei says, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. We understand Zecher Tzadik Livracha means that the legacy of a tzadik, when we remember the tzadik and his great deeds, that itself brings a bracha to us as we emulate the ways of the tzadik. But Chazal in the Medrash Rabbah here understand Zecher Tzadik Livracha in a different way. Hoil Vizkiro Siper B'Shvacho. Zecher Tzadik means you mention the name of a tzadik. Is Livracha, you mean you have to bestow, so to speak, on the tzadik a bracha, which means to praise him, a berchas hashevach. Then Rashi quotes a second interpretation, Dovar Acher, Limeid Sheikar Toldoseo Shel Tzadikim Maisim Tovim. That when you talk about toldos, the toldos is not just the generations, the offspring of a person, but in the case of a tzaddik, it's maisim tovim, the great deeds of a tzaddik. In any event, the opening Rashi in Parshas Noach seems to give Noach a great deal of shevach, whether it means that once we mention the name of a tzaddik, we have to be mesaper b'shvacho, or whether it means that the Torah is telling us that each tzaddik, these are the toldos of Noach, the tzaddikim, the maisim tovim of tzaddikim. Fascinating. Do we remember the story of Noach, other than when we read it in the Torah once a year? And before we get to Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, I'd like to suggest that perhaps we should remember Noach on a daily basis. And that sounds pretty shocking, but I base myself on Pirkei to Rabbi Eliezer. You'll see at the second source on your page, Perek Chav Gimel, Hiskinu Chachamim, the Chachamim made an enactment, Sheyu Mazkirin Shvuas Noach B'chol Yom. That on a daily basis, we should enunciate, we should repeat the Shvuah that was given by Hashem to Noach. And where do we see a fulfillment of this Takana? Where do we mention Noach and the Shvuah that Hashem gave to Noach on a daily basis? It must be in our Tfilos, but where? Shenemar, because the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says we say in Kriyat Shema Leman Yirbu Yemechem Vimevenechem Al Adama. Now this pasuk is a divine promise to the people of Israel who observe the law and they're loyal to the Torah and to implement its mitzvos. They will achieve ribui yomim on behalf of themselves and on behalf of their children. And that's a pasuk in Dvarim Yud-Alf. What does this have to do with Mazkirim Shvuas Noach B'chol Yom? So if you look in the Biur on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, and it's very hard to move in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer without the Biur, he says, Pirish, where do we have this Shvuas Noach Shematzina Mefurosh? Shakadosh Baruch Hu Nishpa LeNoach She'eino Mevi Mabul LiOlam. And the Biur says, where do we see that God pledged himself, he took an oath to Noach, that he will never again destroy the world through a Mabul? Shenemar, the Poskin Yeshaya Perek Nundal, the Perek that we read in the Haftorah Parshas Noach. Ki mei Noach Zos Li Asher Nishbati, God says, I took a Shvua. Me avor me noach od al oretz. This is in Pasuk Tes in Perek Nun Dalid. And there Hashem says, I took a shvua that I will not bring me noach, meaning me mabul, again on the land. If you take a look at the pirush that at least I have in my chumash on the Haftorah, and I'm not going back to the Mefarshim on Tanakh at this point, he says that Shvua zu biyadi kmo me noach vaholech umefarish dvar kasher nishbati me avor shlo yavor me noach amabul oda lo oretz kei nishbati. So this is the Shvua that is alluded to in the perek of Roni Akor lo yalad and Yeshayo Anavi, that Hashem promised, he took an oath to Noach, he would never repeat the mabul to destroy the land. Lachen Tiknu sheyu omrim l'man yirbu yemechem al adom asher nishpa. Hashem says that I took a shvua, and that shvua is l'man yirbu yemechem al adom, that you will populate the land, the earth, the planet, and you will remain there. Ratzalom asher nishpa shetarichu yom al adom. What is the substance of this shvua? That there'll be arichas yomim for a long time living on the planet. Shelo ye'od mabul. This pasuk is an allusion to the fact that Hashem took a shvua that he will never again bring a mabul onto the land to destroy the people of the earth. And in effect, we don't really understand this pasuk in Dvarim L'man Yirbu Yemechem, which we recite daily, unless we understand that Chazal tried to crack the nut and reveal the secret of what shvua is being alluded to in this pasuk. What do you mean nishpa? Where's the shvua? And the answer is, according to the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, that shvua is the shvua that Noach received from Hashem, which is recorded here in Yeshayo Anovi Perek Nun Dalid, Ki Mei Noach Zos Li Asher Nishbati Me'avor Mei Noach Od Al Oretz. And that's something that we want to remember on a daily basis. And in a sense, it's a zchus for Noach. What we're seeing here, whether it's the Rashi at the beginning of Noach about Ish Tzadik and the Shvach that the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Torah is heaping, the praise he's heaping upon Noach, the Maisim Tovim of the Tzadikim, that's the Toldos of Tzadikim in here in the case of Noach, and the fact that the Nach calls this Shvua the Shvua to Noach, Nishpa l'Noach. The Pasuk says, Asher Nishbati Me'avar Me'Noach. And that means it's a Shvua that has Noach's name to it. Imagine the Almighty God who's omnipotent takes a Shvua, takes an oath to Noach. This oath accrues to the merit of Noach. It's Noach's oath. And that's why the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar is correct for formulating the Hiskinu Chachamim Shiyu Mazkirim Shvuas Noach B'chol Yom. It's called Shvuas Noach. Noach, as a great tzaddik, brings about this Shvua. Hashem saves Noach in the Teva, and he will recreate the world, and he will populate the planet on an ongoing basis, what we call Ribu Yomim Al Adama. And there won't be a mabul again. But as I indicated before, the remembrance of the Hazkara of Noach is not just in the relationship to the Mabul, meaning to the fact that Hashem took a shvur that he will not bring about another Mabul. And that's something, as we saw in Pirkei Avos, that's relevant to every single day of the year and guarantees that the human civilization on this planet will continue to exist and will not be destroyed by a Mabul. But on Rosh Hashanah, in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, specifically the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, which is divided up into three parts, Malchios, Zichronos, Shofros, let me call your attention, focus your attention on Zichronos. And here's the Nusach that we recite in the Zichronos as part of one of the most powerful tefillos, because it's on Rosh Hashanah itself, the day of Din. Ki Zecher Kol Amasim Lefanecha Ba. Zichronos means that you, God, remember all the actions, every single last one of them. Right? Ein shichol lefnei sechvodecha. There's no forgetfulness. Atod oresh maaseh kulam. You investigate and inquire about the actions of everyone. Vigam es noach b'ava zocharta. And on Rosh Hashanah, you reflected your ava towards noach. Vatifkideyu bidvar Yeshua v'rachamim. And you remembered him for salvation, for compassion. And when did this happen? And the Paiton, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, established it in Tefillah. Ba'aviyocha esnei ha-mabul shachis kol basar mipnei roa ma'alalehem. Now here's a very interesting structure in the presentation of the Malchios, because what we're speaking about is the roa, the evil, and the evil, all the evil that's perpetrated by Kol Basar at the time of the Mabul. I mean, this doesn't seem to be appropriate to mention that on Rosh Hashanah. And the plot goes thicker, because in the very next phrase it says, Al Kain, therefore, you know, as we're talking about the May Mabul, we're talking about the Hashchos of Kol Basar, we're talking about the Roa Malayim, and then Al Kain, Zichro Bolifanecha. Therefore, you remember Noach, and this is the day of Rosh Hashanah, which Hashem remembers Noach li Yeshua l'rachamim. Hashem Elokeinu laharbo zaro ki afros tevel v'tzetzov kichol hayom kakasuv esorsech v'yizkar Elokim es Noach v'yizkolach hayov eskol ha'beimo asher ito bateva v'yaver Elokim ruach al ha'aretz v'yashochu hamoy. And then the piece of tefillah here in the Zichronos goes on to mention Bnei Yisrael at the time of Golus Mitzrayim, and they cried out to Hashem, and Hashem remembered the bris. And then we go on to talk about the bris with Yaakov Avinu. But in this section of the bris and the salvation of Noach in the Teva of Zichronos, I want to call your attention to a piece from a Sefer Kimotzei Sholol Rav. And amongst the various volumes, I have here the volume on Yomim No'Royim. The author, who claims that he's just a malakit, he's an anthologist, is Avram Yisrael Ben Arav Shapti Dov Rosenthal. And it's published by Machon Rav Frank. It's relatively a new sefer, and as I flip through the pages, I see that everything is well, you know, well presented here with paragraphs and kotarot and heads of paragraphs. There's a beautiful table of contents here at the beginning of the sefer Kimotzei Sholol Rav. So he says the following on the section of Malchio of Zichronos, excuse me. The Gamis Noach Biava Zachartava Tivkedeu Bidvar Yeshua Varacham Avilchas Meamabul Shachis Kol Bosar Mipne Roam Alleluia Al Kain Zichrono Bolifanecha. He says, what's the language of Al Kain? I don't understand it. What connection does it have, Lechora, at the face value, between remembering Noach and the Ra Malem, the evil that was perpetrated by the members of its generation. And here he quotes the Torah Tmima, Rabbi Baruch Alevi Epstein Mipinsk, who is the author, in addition to the Torah Tmima that he's most famous for, of a sefer called Baruch Shamar and Tefillah. It's mostly on Nuschas of Tefillah. And the Baal Baruch Shamar explains that there is a fundamental machlokes amoraim in Sanhedrin Kufches Amud Aleph. And they argue about the pasuk Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim Haya B'Doro Sav. L'das Rabbi Yochanan, the language Bidorosov is a lashon of gnai, klomar shirak leumas bnei doro shayurishoyim nechshav noach letzadik. In other words, by virtue of comparison to the evildoers of his generation, Noach is called a tzadik. Ilu ayachai bedoro shel Avram, if there was a someone who would even entertain the possibility of comparing Noach to Avram, lo haisa tzidkaso nechsheves liumas tzidkaso shel Avram avinu. Noach wouldn't even shine a light. It would be ridiculous. It would be a galechta to call Noach a tzaddik by comparing him to Avram. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. L'dorosav is l'gnai. V'ilu reish lakish, he interprets b'dorosav l'shvach. She'af shechai b'dor shal rishoyim, no tar b'tzidkaso lolan mimaseyem, v'kolshken ilu chai b'dor shal Avram, v'vadai hoyetov yoser od. So let's just summarize the logic of the Baal Baruch Shamar. He's saying the following, that there's a machlokes as to how to interpret the word b'dorosav. Rabbi Yochanan said that he'd been in the door of Avram Vinu, he wouldn't have been considered a tzaddik at all. And Reish Lakish says, no. Had he been in a door of greater people, he would have been even that much greater. He lived in a door in which he was the sole tzaddik. They were all Rishoyim. And despite the fact that Noach was surrounded by such Rishoyim, nevertheless, no sar bitzid kaso, he remained steadfast in his righteousness, lolamad mi maseyem, he became impervious to learn from and to try to copy their actions, v'kolshken ilu chai v'dor shal Avram, if he would have been alive at the time of Avram, he would have been nenemi hashrayaso shal Avram, bevalei ayat tzadik od yosi, would have been a greater tzadik. And the Baal Baruch Shamar claims that the author of this capital in Zichronos, this section, was in agreement with Rabbi Yochanan, that with Doresh Lignai, that in comparison to Avram Avinu, Noach would not be a tzaddik, he doesn't pale. And therefore, why is Hashem's remembering of Noach, the Zechiras Noach, so important? Because despite the fact that Noach was not on a high level, Hashem remembered Noach with compassion. And why is that so? If Noach is not really such a great tzaddik, so why does Hashem extend his compassion to Noach? And the answer is, because look around you at the rest of the world. And what do you see? You see l'shachais kol basam ibnei ro'am al-aleyem. And what you're getting from that is that if you look at Noach, it depends what your standard of comparison is. If you're comparing it to Avraham Avinu, that's not good for Noach. But if on the other hand you're comparing it to Bnei Doro, his own generation, look at this generation. This generation is Ro'am Aleihem. This is a generation of evildoers. And from this perspective, Noach is really a great tzaddik. It's marvelous. It's really something to marvel at, I should say. Because Al-Kain Zichro Bolifadecha. Why do you remember Noach? Because Noach b'schus atzmo hayaroy Noach linotzel, in his own merit, he didn't deserve to be saved. El rak mipnei shel umat, in comparison, in contrast to Roam alem shel pnei doro nechshav hu l'tzadik. It's only when you think, wow, look, he lived in such a generation of debauchery, of moral lowliness, and yet he accomplished what he did, and he maintained his righteousness as a tzaddik. Oh, now he deserves to be remembered. And the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Emor says that Tfilah Zichronos Rosh Hashanah Niskan Al Yidei Rav. Rav the Amora was the one who established the Zichronos of Rosh Hashanah, and he, of course, was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. It makes sense that Rabbi Yochanan, I'm sorry, just the opposite. I said that Rav was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, but if you look in the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadiyeh Mit Beis, it says that Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud of Rav. Rav is almost like a Tana. If that be the case, it would make sense, although we don't know a priori that this is so, that Rabbi Yochanan learned and derived his conclusion, his Shita, about the Nusach HaTfilah, from the Nusach HaTfilah, that points to the fact that Bidorosov is Lignai, that really, in truth, Noach on his own didn't really make the grade. Had he been compared to Avram Avinu, he wouldn't have been Nechshav L'Klum. But why was he saved? Why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zocher Noach Bateva? That was Bischus, the Nigud, as we would say, the contrast between Noach and his generation. Noach looks great and is great in a Dor Shel Rishonim. He wouldn't have looked so great, and he wouldn't have been so great in a Dor Shel Tzadikim. But that's what we're emphasizing in the Musaf when we say Beviacha Esme Amabul Shaches called Bosom and they Roam Alem Al Kain Zichron of Bol Fnecha. Why was the Zikaron of Noach so important that it came before Necha? Because of Roam Alem, because the Dor of Rishonim. And somehow Noach as a tzaddik was able to insulate himself from the influence of those Rishonim. Now, as I told you at the outset, this sefer, Kemotzei Shol Rav, is authored by Rabbi Avram Yisrael Rosenthal. And on this piece, in the name of the Baruch Shomar, regarding the Zichronos of Noach, he adds his own twist. Very fascinating. He says, we can also add another dimension to the meaning of this, of the nusach of this tefillah, since the author of this tefillah was Doresh Es Noach Lignai, and therefore Noach is only considered a tzaddik relative to his generation, who were Rishoyim. He says, V'lo kidei, v'lo bichdi, and it wasn't a matter of chance, it wasn't meaningless, it was very meaningful. Shehidgish Mesadar HaTfilin Yin Zeh. Shekein Yesh Bechol Limud, Sheyesh Bekach Limud, Sanigoria Mufla Al Am Yisrael B'Yom HaDin. Why do we want to emphasize that Hashem remembers Noach? Because in contrast to the Rishoyim of his generation, he nevertheless remained steadfast and loyal to Hashem as a tzaddik. And the answer is, this is so important for us, so that our defense attorney up in Shamayim, as Sanigar, could put forward a very strong argument on behalf of Noach. And that argument on behalf of Noach, that Noach in comparison to his Bnei Dor was great, he was a tzaddik, that's very relevant to us, to Am Yisrael, on the Yom HaDin. Because on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boi Olam Ovrim Lefanav Kivnei Maron, the Mishnah establishes that all of mankind, every single member of the human race, files single file past the Kisei HaKavod and the Bezen Shel Mala to be judged. The Anu Omdim Lefanov Umevakshim Bezichronos Shekmo Shenoach Nitzal Me'amabel Rak Mishum Shebiachas Lebnei Dor Nechshav Letzadik. We now have a basis for our petition to Almighty God in Zichronos, that just like Noach was saved from the Mabel, only because if you compare his religiosity to that of the Bnei Adar, you realize that Noach was a great tzaddik, a unique tzaddik. And therefore, we too, the Jewish people, have a fabulous, a powerful defense argument, so that we should be Zocha B'din on Rosh Hashanah, because if you compare our Masim, Klal Yisrael, and by contrast, the Umas HaOlam La'avdil, certainly we deserve to go out of this judgment with a victory. So just like Hashem remembers Noach, because in comparison to the Ram Malayim of the Bnei Adar, Noach is a great tzaddik, so too, we should be Zochah B'Yom HaDin for a favorable judgment, and that is because we, like Noach, are great in comparison. So even if we feel down on ourselves, you know, we don't know how we're going to succeed in judgment in front of the Almighty, who knows he's Bochen Klais V'Lev, there's no room here for fooling him and pulling the wool over his eyes, and we know how deficient we are. But the answer is, as bad, so to speak, as we are, take a look below us and see what's worse. When you see who's worse, when you compare Bnei Yisrael to our generation of non-Jews, then by contrast, Hashem, we should be beloved in your eyes. And on this Zichronos, please remember us, just like you remembered Noach, because in contrast to the members of his generation, he was a tzaddik. Remember us, because certainly, there's no doubt about it, that when you look at the Maisim of Klal Yisrael, and you compare them to the Maisim of the nations of the world, there's no question that Yisrael Ru'uyim Lotzeis Zakoyim Bedin. It's interesting how the fact that we mention Noach in the Zichronos of Rosh Hashanah plays itself out in Midrashi Chazal. If you take a look at the Medrash Rabbah, on the Pasuk Vaydaber Elokim El Noach Leimar Tzemen Ateva, when Noach got the license, indeed the command to leave the Teva, the Medrash says, Hotzia Mimazger Nafshi, there's a capital in Tilim, Kuf Mem Beis, which is a reference, an allusion to this very episode of Noach leaving the Teva. Hotzia Mimazger Nafshi, you have freed my soul by taking it out of Mazger. Mazger is an incarceration. Lahodos Eshmecha. And the ultimate goal is that if Noach is going to be saved from the Teva and brought back into regular human life, he has to recognize with a great, profound sense of gratitude what Hashem has done for him. And that's Hotzio Mimazger Nafshi, says the Medrash, Zen Noach. Noach's name is not mentioned, of course, in the Kapitel of Tilim, but it's an allusion to Noach. Shoyasogur B'teva Yud Beis Chodesh. He was Hotzio Mimazger Nafshi. He was taken out of literally a jail where he lived for 12 months. And then the Pasuk says, Lahodos Eshmecha, says the Medrash, Laseis Hodoyel Eshmecha. Noach is now free. After a full year of incarceration in the Teva, he now has the opportunity to recite a pure expression of his thanksgiving. Biachtiru tzadikim yiskolun bi tzadikaya. The Medrash has now interpreted the first part of the Pasuk, Tzemen Ateva, the second part of the Pasuk, which is Hotzia Mazger Nafshi is the first part of the pasuk. The second part of the pasuk is Lahodos Eshmecha. So Noach is incarcerated in the Teva for 12 months. Hashem frees him from the Teva, allows him to go out. And Lahodos Eshmecha means that the ultimate goal here is that Noach recite a Hodah, some sort of expression of thanks. And then the pasuk says, Biyachtiru tzadikim. What does that mean? Biyachtiru tzadikim. Literally, through me, the tzadikim, the righteous, will be crowned. Is yiskolun bi tzadikaya. The Gemara says, in using a very heavy Aramaic here, ki tigmol alai, shegamalta alai, v'amartali tzeven ateva. That you have shown your compassion for me, Noah says, because you and only you have freed me from the teva, the amatali tzeimena teva. So far what we understood from the Medrash is that the Medrash identifies the experience of Noah, specifically Noah leaving the teva after the Mabul is terminated, re-entering into the globe to settle on the earth. It's all identified with Hodaya Lishmecha. The pasuk here in Tehillim is talking about thanksgiving, about expressing thanks to Hashem, and that's what Noach is going to do when he leaves the Teva. And that's Lahodos Hashmecha Ki Tigmol Alai. But what we skipped was these three words in the pasuk, Bi Yachtiru Tzadikim, which is interpreted here as Yiskolun Beit Tzadikaya. Says Rashi on the Medrash, what's Yiskolun Beit Tzadikaya? Benisim Sha'asa Imi Yodu Atzadiki V'Yachtiru Sheyitnu L'cha Keser Shal Shevach Shayukovim B'Tfilosam Gam Esnoch B'Ava Zacharta. So Rashi in his commentary on this Medrash connects the miracles that Hashem brought for the sake of Noach to the miracles that Hashem brings about for tzaddikim throughout history. V'yachtiru v'yitnu l'cha keser shel shevach. And this concept that yachtiru, that the tzaddikim put the crown on the head of the king, and it's a reference here to Keser Shel Shevach, Shayukovim Bitfilosam, and Shayukovim Bitfilosam Gamis Noach the Ava Zachor, Zacharta. So these three words, these cryptic Aramaic words, is Kolun Beit Tzadikai, Rashi says, are to be identified with the tefillah of Noach, and specifically the tefillah that Anshei Knesset HaGedol established regarding Noach, that in the Malchus they mention the fact that Hashem remembers Noach, Gam es Noach bi'ava zacharto. You get the impression from Rashi that the Medrash added bi'achtiru tzadikim to add a new dimension to the Hodah of Noach. The Hodah of Noach, Hotzia mimasger nafshi lahodos eshmecha, is something that we will emulate, so to speak, or duplicate throughout all of Jewish history in the Zichronos of Rosh Hashanah. Because Biyachtiru Tzadikim, says Rashi, is a reference to the Zichronos of Rosh Hashanah, Gam es Noach bi'ava zacharta. Why are we mentioning this? Biyachtiru Tzadikim, it means that we too have an experience of Hodoya. And why? Because Hashem remembers us, and He writes us down in the book of Tzadikim. And the precedent, in a sense, for writing us down in the book of Tzadikim, when we're not such great tzadikim, is Noach. Just as you remembered Noach, and it's amazing that despite the fact that Noach is, again, Lignai, is not, you know, such a great tzaddik, it's only Bedorosov, nevertheless, you remembered Noach to take him out of the Teva with compassion and salvation. And why? Because of the contrast between Noach and his Bnei Dor. And this is a hodah that's embedded, engraved in the Musaf service, in which we ourselves, Biyachtiru Tzadikim, you have given us the crown of Tzadikim, you have written us down in the book of Tzadikim. And why? Because of the same pattern that took place with regard to Noach. That Noach is only considered worthy of salvation because of the contrast, how great he is relative, the theory of relativity, to those who are lower on the totem pole, to the Bnei Dor, who are Rishoyim, the Bnei Roam al Aleihem. And we too, in a sense, are going to be written in the book of Tzadikim throughout Jewish history because of the contrast to the generation, the people who live in our generation. And that's why we mentioned the Zechir of Noach. The Zechir of Noach, in a sense, is the key that would guarantee us some sort of salvation from the din. And therefore, each one of us as individuals, and certainly Klal Yisrael, collectively experience Hotzio Mimazger Nafshi. Because when we're up for judgment, we don't really rate, and we don't merit to be saved. We're really incarcerated in a certain sense. But our Hodah that is embedded, engraved in the kishkis, in the essence, in the spinal column, if you will, of Zichronos, year in and year out on Rosh Hashanah, is the Hodah of Noach of Hotzio Mimazger Nafshi, Lodos Hashmecha. We too, on Rosh Hashanah, are asking that Hotzio Mimazger Nafshi, and will fulfill Lodos Hashmecha. And it sounds like from Rashi that Lodos Hashmecha is itself the Malchius of Rosh Hashanah. And when on Rosh Hashanah we praise Hashem for saving Noach, we're also praising Hashem for saving us and writing us down in Sifrei Tzadikim and sparing us and saving us, redeeming us, because really we don't rate as Tzadikim, but just in contrast, given the fact that the Bnei Dor, the Yom HaSalom and their Maisim, you know, it's an easy case to determine that we, Klal Yisrael, have more rights and merits than the Ummah's soul. So if you're looking below, then the tzaddik, the tzidkus here, is a great tzidkus, and it deserves that we thank Hashem for remembering Noach, because by thanking Hashem for remembering Noach, we are in effect trying to guarantee that we ourselves will survive. Just as Noach did. Now that's part one of our discussion. I want to go on to part two, and we'll see if we'll be able to connect part two to part one. And that is that the greatness of man is that he has Tzelem Elokim. The Mishnah in Avos in the third parak, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, Tziba Chiba Yisrael Odaslo Shenivra B'Tzelem, Shenemar Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asa Esha Adam. And before we discuss this statement of the Mishnah, let's point out a few things. The Mishnah has a ration of Sefer, Chaviv Adam Shenivra Tzelem. Man is beloved in the eyes of Hashem. And why is there that Chavivus, what's special, unique, and singular about man? He was Nivra B'Tzelem. But then the Mishnah goes on and adds Chibi Yisera, like another element of endearment of man in the eyes of God. Shenivra B'Tzelem. But now we quote a pasuk. The Mishnah quotes a pasuk that's not the pasuk that describes the creation of man back in Bereishis Aleph, pasuk Chavav, but rather the pasuk that's given, that's transmitted to Noach when he comes out of the Teva. And also the addition of the word Nodas, this phrase, no das lo, well, what's that all about? And indeed, this pasuk of B'Tselem Elokim Asas Adam is the last part of a pasuk that begins Shofech Dam HaAdam BiAdam Dama Yishofech. And the reason why Dama Yishofech is because Ki B'Tselem Elokim Asa Esa Adam. So what's the relationship here between the two parts of the pasuk? The first part, the reisha, is Shofech Dam HaAdam BaAdam Dama Yishofech, and the next part is Ki B'Tselem Elokim Asa Esa Adam. And what is this Tselem Elokim Asa Adam coming to be mechadish, since we already know that from Bereishis Aleph, Pasuk of Zayin, Vayivra Elokim Esa Adam Vitzalmo Vitzalmo Elokim Bara Oso Zocher Nekeva Bara Oso. I want to study with you, and I think we may have discussed this in the past, I don't remember, the Divrei Yirmiyahu, one of the commentaries on Chumash for Parashas Noach. And he attaches his comment to the first pasuk in Perek Tes of Sefer Bereishis, Vayivarach Elokim es Noach v'esbonav lemar, v'esbonav v'yom alehem pru revu melu'as haaretz. Says the Divrei Yirmiyahu, b'parsha zu hodia lahem ma'alas ha'adam. In this parsha, for the first time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing to Adam what his maila is, what his claim to famous. Ki hu nasa b'tzelem elokim, shedover zelo hodia lahem b'eis habria shel ha'adam. In other words, at this point, when Noah comes out of the Teva, for the first time he's being told, he's being taught, that Adam Nivra B'Tselem, and therefore he's Chaviv. Chiba Yisairin Odas Lo Shenivra B'Tselem. And this is not revealed to anyone but Noah after the Teva. What we know about Tselem Elokim from the Torah in Perek Aleph of Bereishis is only something that Hashem is declaring before He creates man and justifying the creation of man, the essence of man, B'Tselem Elokim. But that's not something that man was ever told until Perek Tesmi, Sefer Bereishis, Pasuk Aleph, Noah comes out of the Teva, and Hashem notifies Noah of the greatness of man. That he, man, is created in Tselem Elokim. And that we saw is reflected in the language of the Mishnah in Avos, when it says, Chiba Yisera no das lo in the Sefer, and then the Mishnah goes ahead and quotes the Pasuk, Chiba Tselem Elokim Asa Adam, which was notified to Noach. So at the time of the Bria, Adam HaRishon, who was created in Tselem Elokim, but no one notified him. Hashem did not reveal that secret. And we'll see the implications of that, the repercussions of that. And the first time that man is notified of his unique greatness of Tselem Elokim Shebo is only after the Teva. Now, it's interesting. Psychologists tell us that young people, children, will behave in a very proper way if they have a positive self-image. If a person has a negative self-image, he's not motivated, he's not energized to do good. And the Divrei Yirmiyahu writes, Al Kain, as a result of the fact that Adam was unaware of his unique status, of his high status as a Tzelem Elokim, Ma'ak Mad Hayo Adam Holech Miskalkel. He started going down, man. And then the Divrei Yirmiyahu says, in order to illustrate the low level that Adam had reached, he quotes the pasuk in Tehillim Mem Tes, Adam b'yikarv lo yavin nimshal kebehemos nidmu. There's something that man doesn't understand, lo yavin. He's not aware of the yikar of his own self-worth. He doesn't know vat chasrei mat melkim. He doesn't know that Vitzel melkim baras Adam. Is nimshal kebehemos nidmu. He thinks, man, that he's just another animal. Maybe a more intelligent one, but he belongs to the animal kingdom, to the animal race. Now at this point, the Nachash has a pretty easy task to trip up Adam v'Chava. The Nachash, Hayamichayas Hasode, Niskalkel. The Ochal Meitzadas. So that through the influence of the Nachash, who was one of the Chayas Hasode, man was Niskalkel, he ate from the Eitzadas, he violated the one single commandment that he got from Hashem. And the Pasuk says, V'odam v'yikar bal yolin, bar yovin, excuse me. And what does that mean? Mitzad shayad nimshal kibehemos al kein nidmu zela zela gamre. Man made this analogy to the animal. And the Nachash was Chayas Hasode. And Adam HaRishon, with this view, with this perspective and vision that man is nothing more than an animal walking on 2 feet, man went down, down, down. And he was influenced by the Nachash, Michayis HaSoda, to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Therefore now, when Noach is coming out of the Teva, we're going to recreate the universe. It's a new world. It's not the world of Adam HaRishon full of Kilkul, but we're starting with a pure new slate of purity. Yisrael Okim Ata Bimei Noach L'Sakin Es Hadover Azeh Lo'odia Leha Adam Ki Hu Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. God says, you know what? If I want to create a new world, and I want to guarantee that it's not going to go through the same hit Dardirut, the same Kilkul, as it went before the Mabul, then what I have to do is, I need a certain level of tikkun. And the tikkun, to straighten out the path of man, would be if man becomes aware of his self-worth, how great he is, that he was born B'Tzelem Elokim. And once he understands that he's born B'Tzelem Elokim, there's absolutely no comparison between man, the human being, and the animal. Leman lo yiskalkel ha'odom lios kibema v'yishmar malas nafsho. Man, once he understands the maila of his nefesh, how great his soul is, that he's created B'Tzelem Elokim, he won't be miskalkel and go down to the level of an animal. He will never stoop that low and make this analogy between the human being and the animal. Now this is a very important turning point in the presentation. What actually happened historically? How was Noach notified that he is a Tzelem Elokim? And the answer lies in this pasuk. The pasuk refers to man and his superiority over the animals. What happens in Perek Tes, pasuk Beis, and pasuk Gimel, Kol Remes Asher Chai Lachem Yeliachla, that any living creature now becomes food for man. And before the Teva, and we've discussed so many occasions, there was no license, no permissibility for man to eat meat. Now, after Noach comes out of the Teva, he's allowed to eat meat. Noach is great. He's superior to the animals. God probably doesn't get excited about man killing animals in order to eat the flesh of the animal. That would have been Rab Bi'Enei Hashem. But nevertheless, Hashem looked aside, and so to speak, he overrides this disdain, so to speak, from taking the life of animals, and he says, you know what? I want to demonstrate to man for once and for all that he is a Tzelem Elokim, that man is superior to the animals. And he should never stoop low to their behavior. And how am I going to teach this to him? How does God decide on a method to teach Noach that he, Noach, is Tzelem Elokim? And the answer is, by permitting man to kill the animals and eat its flesh. God wasn't excited about that, but this was the only way that God could really knock it into the mind, the brain of man, that man is superior to the animals. He's allowed to take their lives because of his superiority, but then he has to behave a certain way. Is nasan lo lahamis es kol balichaim liochlo? Why? Because Hashem was tofas as a rab b'miuto. He had to choose between two evils, so to speak. One evil would be to permit man to kill animals in order to eat its flesh. And number two, on the other side of the pole, Hashem had to find a method in which he would convey on an ongoing basis with great clarity the unique status of man as a Tzelem Elokim, superior to the Baalei Chaim. So since that was the most important motivating factor, Hashem was pushed to convey this message to Adam, because the kilkel of Adam, which led us up to the Mabul at the time of Noach, was the kilkel that resulted from man having a low self-image of himself, meaning thinking himself, as the Pasuk says, Nimshal Kibemos Nidmu. And if a man thinks of himself as low, that's the way, I mean, his behavior pattern will reflect that very self-image, that negative self-image. It was critical for Hashem at this turning point to create a new world post the Teva in a way that was founded on goodness, but goodness is founded on self-worth and the knowledge of self-worth. Hashem was willing to be mevater on the lives of the behemos for the sake of man getting the message once and for all that he is not an animal. The Divrei Yirmiyahu is very excited about this pshat. He tells us that many of the other mefarshim looked at this pasuk and defined it and interpreted it a different way. But each one of those ways is somewhat difficult. The Ramban says that after the Dor HaMabul, man's physical makeup weakened, and therefore man had to be given meat to strengthen his physical system for health purposes. Imagine eating meat for health purposes. Today, they tell you to limit your meat. Okay, let's say it was lean meat. But whatever it is, the generation of Noach is permitted now, after the Teva, says the Ramban, to eat basar, whereas before the Teva they were vegetarians. And the answer is because mipnei she'achar dor ha'mabul huchlishu b'nei adam, the weakness of man incurred a heter, a license to eat the flesh of an animal. Or the Mari, who rejects this svara of the Ramban, ki hayu yicholim lechol atzmachim kikodol ha'mabul, man was permitted to eat vegetables before the Mabul, after the Mabul, because of Noach. And Noach went out and he found the earth, the planet, to be desolate. The Mabul had destroyed everything on the earth. There were no tzmach, there were no vegetables to be eaten. And man was stuck. He was literally on the verge of starvation. Hashem permitted man to eat meat. So we have two approaches of two of the Rishonim who basically say that man was permitted to eat meat out of the Teva because there was no other option, because otherwise man would starve to death. Says the Divrei Yirmiyahu, Dvarim Elu Einam Nimrim Klal. You could say Teina Peshona Rishona Chamabul. Maybe man was weak and he got back his strength and the vegetation reproduced. It took a year or so. But why would Hashem be matir for all generations to kill animals and eat their flesh when Hashem was absolutely opposed to that? And the answer is, says the Divrei Yirmiyahu, because this was necessary. Although it wasn't Hashem's first choice, but on an ethical level, man had to be notified of his greatness. And you couldn't just whisper into man's ear and say, oh, you are great, you were created in the Tzelem. Hashem had to demonstrate this in a very in a very tangible way, in a way that will continuously remind man of his greatness, of his self-image in a positive light. He is a Tzelem Elokim. Chiba Yisera no Daslo. And that's the Chiba Yisera that Noah finds out about after the Teva, when he's permitted to eat meat. And this is so Yisodi, this is so fundamental. It had to happen. And God says, I'll take the lesser two evils, and I'll allow man to eat meat, so that man understands that he is a Tzelem Elokim, he's not an animal. And that's what the mission of us means, Chaviv Adam Shadiv Ritzelem, Chiba Yisera no Daslo Shadiv Ritzelem. The first Chaviv Adam Shadiv Ritzelem is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could declare within the context of creation, that's Bereishis Perek Aleph. But now, we're talking about no Daslo, that man finds out about his Chiba Yisera. That's the pasuk that's quoted here in this mission in Avos, that refers to Noach. Only at that point was Hashem going to notify, because he realized that man's ignorance of his own greatness as a Tzelem Elokim was causing man's downfall that led up and culminated in the Mabul. Now post-Mabul is the first time that Hashem's going to try a different experiment. Let's try with Adam, who knows his Chiba Yisera. Hopefully it won't get to his head, but he'll realize that it requires, on a moral and ethical level, a different type of behavior pattern. Ki b'tzelem Elokim asa Adam. And therefore, it would seem that there were two different tkufot. There was the tkufa, the period of time of Adam HaRishon, who was created in b'tzelem Elokim, but God didn't reveal that knowledge to him. God never gave him an oath, some sort of indication with regard to Tzelem Elokim, in order that this should be clear in the minds of man, that he and only was created in the image of Hashem, no other living creature was. And man was not permitted to take the animal's life nor to eat its flesh, because if that be the case, man would be indicating how great he is compared to the animals, how superior and how much he supersedes the animals. But man was not notified at this point that he is greater than the animals. That was kept, so to speak, secret. And the classified information was that Adam Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. And on the contrary, since it was kept secret, with the information was withheld from other region, Adam HaRishon assumed that he was like all the other Balei Chayim, on the exact identical Madrega. And that's why Hashem could not permit man to take the life of an animal for his own benefits. And all he got was hinini nasati lachem es kol esev. He could only partake of vegetables. But after this experiment came to a dramatic failure, niskalkel Adam, and man got to the point to which he compared himself to an animal. And the nachash, who was a chayas haaretz, seduced him to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And that was the first of many evils of man and his generations, until finally we got to the Dor HaMabul. Then Hashem says, you know what? We got to fix this situation. We got to create a new world. So Hashem is Modia. He notifies Noach Ubanov that man was created in the Tzelem Elokim. And to the same extent that there's a gap, an introversible gap between Tzomech and Chai, between vegetables and animals, Kach, so too Yesh Hevdel bein Nefesh HaBehemah leNefesh HaAdam. And what tool, what educational tool, what means does Hashem have at his disposal to notify man that he is fundamental, existentially different than Behemah? It's a qualitative difference. He tells me you're allowed to eat meat. You're allowed to kill the animals and eat its flesh. Until now you assumed that you are equal to the animals. You both eat vegetables. You're all vegetarians. Man and the animals are vegetarians. And therefore man assumes that he's on the level of an animal. And you know what? The animals are down there. We'll go down there too. And that's the kilkul that led up to the Mabul. Now, post-Mabul, Hashem is going to say to man, you know what, you're allowed to take the life of the animals. And why? Because Ki b'tzelem Elokim asa Adam, man, you are great. You have the image of God. and I'm going to expect of you a very particular high standard behavior pattern, because now your self-image is built up. You should now naturally, intuitively sense that there are things that you can't do. It's fair. It's not acceptable. And that should strengthen man and fortify him in the post-Mabul period until the end of time. And the answer is that through this heter of Achilas Basar, man understands his own greatness, his superiority to the other parts of the created world, including the Bali Chai. This notification to man of his greatness after the Mabul is something that's going to accompany man throughout all the generations. And that's why it's so important to remember the story of Noach and the Shavua that we saw as recorded in Sefer Yeshayo in Haftorah, that Hashem took a Shavua to Noach, he will no longer bring about a Mabul to destroy the world. And Hashem is convinced that man will not reach that low depravity, that despicable level of man, Kodem HaMabul of Hishkas called Boss, because now man has this fortification, as we said before. Now Noach is notified that he and his descendants, human beings, are not coming from the same stuff as animals. There's a totally different source to the essence of man. And therefore man is allowed to kill the animals to eat its flesh. That message, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, is going to be ingrained so deeply and profoundly in the soul of man that he will no longer ever be fit for a Mabul. He will no longer forever will he reach that low kilkul level in which he deserves a Mabul. And that's why the takana, as we saw in the Pirkei Der Belezer of Chachamim, to remember the Shvuas Noach on a daily basis, is really a memory device to awaken us in our own greatness, to upgrade our self-esteem. We are Chaviv Adam Shediver Betzelem, Chiba Yisairin Odas Lo Shediver Betzelem. And we must always be aware of that. Man has to be aware of who he is. The Gemara says at the end of Yuma that a giant in Torah has to be constantly aware of who he is. When he walks four amos in the public place, in the marketplace, he has to walk a certain way. He's got tefillin al rosho. And every man, no matter how great or not great he is a tzelem Elokim. And that message should bring about a situation in which man will never reach that low level again. The cause of man's kilkel is removed. Post Noach, post the Teva, the Mabul, now man will no longer belittle himself and bend down to wallow in the dirt and be soiled and contaminated by sin because he equates himself with the animal kingdom. No, man, you are superior. And that message is brought down, according to Diri Miyo, in a very tangible way to man who's allowed now to partake of animal flesh. That's the Tzelem Elokim message that we have to take for us, that requires and it creates an expectation. Hashem expects that we live on a higher level than the animals, because we are on a higher level than the animals. Well, I'd kill them and eat their flesh. We are Tzelem Elokim, they are not. And it's interesting that the Hodah of Noach, the gratitude of Noach, which, as we said, was immortalized in Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Hotziyo Mimasger Nafshi Lo'Dos Hashmecha, that element of thanksgiving on the part of Noach, where Noach says, God, you have remembered me. Even if I'm not great, but relative to the Dar, Noach says, relative to the Dar that I live in, I'm great. And therefore Hashem spares him. And the Pasuk tells us, Pasuk Chav, Vayiven Noach Mizbech Hashem, Vayikach Mikol Abeim HaTorah, Vayal Olos B'Mizbeach. Says the Chizkuni, Vayal Olos, why Ola? Kiderech Yorde Ayam Bionios. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Brachos that four categories of people have to recite Hodah. Says the Chizkuni, that one of those categories is Yorde Ayam, and Noach has the status of Yorde Ayam, And with regard to Yerdei Hayam, the Pasuk tells us, Vayizbechu Zivchei Toda, and those karbonos are the karbonos that Noach is going to offer when he comes out of the Teva. Noach realizes that his life is precarious. It hangs on a thin thread. He's mitzayir, a tzar gadol, like a person who takes a voyage at sea in a ship, and the ship is almost wrecked to shreds by a storm, a wave storm, that threatens to destroy the ship. So too, Noach is surrounded by the fearful experience of the Mabul. He witnesses the entire earth eradicated, and he is spared, he is saved. What does he do? Vayal Olos, he fulfills the requirement of, as we saw before the Medrash Rabbah, Tziyami Masger Nafshi Lahodos Eshmecha. He realizes not that he was saved from jail, now he has to thank Hashem, appreciate Hakar Satov, and bring a Korban Ola. And the very same pasuk that we focused on about Kibitzelem El Kim, it says, Umorachem, actually, this is Pasuk Beis, Morachem v'chitchem yia al kol chayas ha'aretz. And then the Pasuk continues, v'al kol ov ha'shamayim, v'chol terim tirmos ha'adama, v'chol tgei ha'yam. So if you look in the Biurim here, in the Arma Meir, he says, ha'yidei shetiyu yireya me'ashem yisbarach tigru l'kach shosa yirat ispashit al kol ha'bruim, L'rabos chayas aretz. In other words, when the pasuk says morachem, your fear will be on all the chayas aretz. It means that the animals themselves will also stay in line, so to speak. They won't step out of line. They'll be dedicated to fulfill the ratzon of Hashem, and they'll have mora or yira shamayim in a natural sense. And why is this? Because man impacts on the surroundings, on the cosmos, in this case, on the animals. And the animals too feel a sense of fear, of awe, an awe of man, an awe of God. And this is all because man becomes so great with Yira Shamayim. He's aware of his high status, as we said before, of his Tzelem Elokim. That's why the parasha here begins with Eilid told us, Noch, Noch, Ish Tzadik, as we saw in Rashi. We have to, Zecher Tzadik, mention the bracha, mention the Maisim Tovim of a Tzadik. Because Noach is responsible for Hashem taking a Shvuah that he will never again destroy the world through a Mabul, because Noach understands, he's taught, and he learns very well, that he is Tzelem Elokim, that he is on a very high level, way above the animals. He will impact on the animals. Noach leads the way. He learns the lesson of man's superiority, that man has to behave in a certain way. Ethically, he's on a higher level because he's so much greater, superseding the animals, whose very lives are in his hands. He can take those lives in order to eat for his own needs. Noach leads the way. And therefore the Shvuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nishpa, that he'll never again destroy the world, is the Shvuah of Noach, as it's described in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu HaNavi. This is the Zecher Tzadik Levrach of Eilid told us, Noach, Noach, Ish Tzadik. Noach is going to be a Tzadik because he knows he cannot stoop to the low level of his Dar. And that's because Noach, when he leaves the Teva, again, he was a tzaddik before the Teva, but that was only a kind of a relative tzaddik. But the real, genuine tzaddik of the Mei Noach, of the Shvuah that Hashem takes to Noach, is the Noach who understands that he's allowed to take the lives of the animals and eat their flesh because he is so existentially superior. And now I want to share with you the Sfas Emes, the great Hasidic Ager Rebbe on Eile told us Noach. He says, Eile, the word Eile, whenever it appears in the Tanakh, is Posal Es Harishonos. It's coming to the exclusion or the contrast of what came earlier. And the Ela at the beginning of Parshas Noach is the contrast to what man was like before the Mabil. That's the Pasalas Rishonos. The Torah wants to tell us that Noach ish tzadikaya, tzadik is Yisod Olam, and tzadik has the impact on the entire universe. Until now we spoke about the influence of the Tzelem Elokim of man on the animal kingdom. What about the influence on other human beings? The tzaddik is the yisod of all that impact. V'shekol ha'olam toli bi'avodas ha'adam. The entire universe depends upon man's avoda. So the bria, the creation itself, b'koach ha'teva, in its natural form inherently, because it came to a halt with the kilkul and ashkasa, when man was at a low ebb, and as we said before, he imagined himself like an animal, is nechrav. That whole world comes to a termination, it's completely destroyed. The new world, which would be the toldos, that's already mikoch hatzadik. The old world is gone. The energy force and the spirituality of the new generation comes from the tzaddik. And that's what Chazal mean when they say, Gdolim Maisa Tzaddikim Mi Maisa Shemayim Vaaretz. That man has the capacity to do great Maisim, incredible Tzidkus, that even surpasses Shemayim Vaaretz. And we understand very well that on a daily basis we have to relearn this message of Noach, to understand what Noach was meant and successfully did understand after the Teva, that man is great and he has to behave properly and accordingly. We also understand why on the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah the Zechira of Noach is so central, because Noach was spared from the Teva not because he was such a great tzaddik according to this Man Yomar, but rather because in comparison, in stark contrast to the animals, man was better. He wasn't great in and of himself. If he was in the door of Avraham Tzaddikim, he would have been Nechshav Lo Klum. No chshivas whatsoever, but he has the chshivas of the comparison to the door HaMabul, that low door of Avraham Aleihem, and we too on Rosh Hashanah state to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that although we have the Bedorosov, we really don't belong to the giants, but nevertheless, if you compare us to some of the lower echelons of the society in which we live, and we understand that that comparison is the Alkane in the Musaf of the Zichronos, we will thank Hashem just as Noach thanked Hashem with his Odah when he left the Masgir. So too we should break all the shackles that subjugate us and push us down into corruption. And when we break out of those, shall I say, chains, then we have the din of Yardei Hayam, of those who expose themselves to danger when they're at sea. We are going to understand that although the evildoers may rot and be destroyed, we, by comparison, have a certain greatness. We are the tzaddikim of our generation. Hashem should remember us, Latova, write us down in the book of tzaddikim. We should emulate Noach and precipitate that shvuah, strengthen the shvuah. The shvuah is already taken, so Noach clinched that. That Noach is dedicated as a tzaddik to his maisim tovim, and that our avoda will impact on the entire universe. We leave Noach uplifted and inspired by the message that we have the capacity of gdolim maaseh tzaddikim maaseh shemayim v'aretz. We can have such an impact on the entire cosmos through our maaseh tzidkus. We understand how great we are, with the potential that we have is v'tchasrei mat melekim, and if we exploit this potential, we can uplift the entire world with us. Ken yiratzon, amen.